House Republicans' memo on the FBI, the one the president says could be helpful in undermining the Mueller investigation, is out. The memo claims political bias in the FBI and the Justice Department and charges that law enforcement officials used political information when they sought surveillance on Trump advisor Carter Page, but didn't tell the FISA court the information could be biased. The House Republicans releasing the memo have been accused themselves of selectively cherry-picking information to undermine the FBI and the DOJ. What we don't know was what Republicans see as partisan information, the only information the FISA court used to authorize surveillance on Carter Page. How important was it? What other classified information did they have? Not known. Law enforcement officials appointed by the president, meanwhile, including the director of the FBI, warn publicly that the memo has material facts omitted from it, that it's inaccurate, and that releasing it causes grave concerns. Still, House Speaker Paul Ryan on Thursday said this is how Congress, under his watch, is supposed to work.
What this memo is Congress doing its job in conducting legitimate oversight over a very unique law, FISA. What this is not is an indictment on our institutions, of our justice system.
That's Paul Ryan on Thursday. The president, meanwhile, has reportedly told allies that the memo should slow down Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation. Asked today in the Oval Office whether he has confidence in Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, and the only man who can fire Bob Mueller, the president said,
"You figure that one out."
We'll try to figure that one out. Betsy Woodruff is political reporter for the Daily Beast, and she's been following the story from the beginning.
The tension between President Trump and members of his own administration, it's really extraordinary. And it's not just FBI Director Chris Wray, who Trump appointed after firing James Comey, who is taking an opposite position on this particular issue from Trump. So it's really driven a wedge, you know, not just between Republicans and Democrats, not just between Republicans in Congress and the FBI. It's driven a wedge between President Trump and some of the most powerful members of his own administration.
So, Betsy, the president tweets this morning that the top leadership and investigators of the FBI and the Justice Department have politicized the investigative process, essentially pro-Democrat and against Trump. And it's easy to forget that it was about 10 days before the election in 2016 when the FBI revealed publicly that they had reopened the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails.
Right. And over the course of the election, the leaks that came out of the FBI, you know, the preponderance of those leaks were damaging to Hillary Clinton rather than to Donald Trump. So the implication here is not that the FBI should have floated damaging information about Trump, but rather, you know, what's important to understand is that these law enforcement matters are extremely sensitive and in many cases also extremely complicated. Now, it's important to remember also that the FBI is not immune to criticism. You know, I'm sure folks are familiar with the incredible, you know, malpractice the FBI committed during the civil rights movement, you know, targeting civil rights leaders here in the United States. That's something James Comey brings up on a regular basis. It's important not to fall into this mindset that anyone criticizing the FBI or anyone suggesting that there could be political motivations informing its actions is necessarily a partisan hack. In this case, what we're seeing is the president, you know, without evidence, just going hard after the folks who lead this institution.
Well, oversight of the FBI, Betsy, is critical. And we heard from Paul Ryan at the top. He said this is legitimate congressional oversight, the Nunes memo. But if it is, a lot of people are questioning why Devin Nunes won't answer whether he's coordinated, discussed, colluded with the White House over the release of this memo or the information in it.
Right. On Monday evening, the House Intelligence Committee, which put together this memo, well, Republicans on the committee put together this memo, the committee had a meeting. And in that meeting, Mike Quigley, who's a Democratic member of Congress from Illinois, pressed Devin Nunes on a really important question. He said, "Can you guarantee that your staffers didn't coordinate or communicate or work with the White House when they were putting together this memo?" And Nunes refused to answer the question. And there are a number of other indicators or facts that have, you know, observers really concerned that this memo was produced, you know, not for legitimate oversight, but rather as a bad faith attack on the FBI. One fact is that the Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee have put together a counter memo based on the same intelligence that Nunes' memo is built on, but with very different conclusions. And Nunes has not let Democrats release the memo that they have put together. Additionally, Nunes said in that Monday evening meeting of the committee that the committee was actually investigating the FBI rather than, or in addition to, investigating potential coordination between Trump's campaign allies and the Kremlin. The fact that Nunes sort of pulled this FBI investigation out of a hat is a dramatic break from the way the Intelligence Committee in the House is supposed to work. When the Intelligence Committee starts an investigation, it's clearly delineated. They say, here's what we're focusing on. Here are the limits of the investigation. And it's something that the Republicans and the Democrats agree on together. It's a formal process. That process did not take place for the investigation that Nunes announced on Monday of the FBI itself. The fact that Nunes and committee Republicans seem to be freelancing and going after the FBI also just highlights the reason that so many folks are concerned that this is essentially a partisan hack job rather than a good faith effort at doing serious oversight.
Betsy, remind us a little bit about Congressman Nunes's history.
Right. As a little bit of context, you know, Nunes heads the House Intelligence Committee. This committee historically is very low profile. It's very bipartisan. But when Trump became president, and then when he tweeted that Obama had wiretapped Trump Tower, Nunes started engaging in activity that was, for folks in the intelligence community, was totally bizarre. And sort of the height of that was in March when he made this midnight trip to the White House, gave a press conference, started talking about how a whistleblower in the intelligence community had given him sensitive intelligence that proved that something really bad had happened. He lied about this to Bloomberg in an interview with Eli Lake, and then subsequently it became known that the quote-unquote whistleblower had been a White House official, that folks at the White House had essentially fed Nunes material in an effort or in an apparent effort to retroactively prove or provide evidence to back up the president's tweet. You know, after that happened, the House Ethics Committee started investigating Nunes under concerns that he was acting in a partisan way on this. And then Nunes took a big step back from the Intelligence Committee's investigation of the Russia probe. But Nunes's staffers kept as active of a role as ever in that investigation. And this memo that we're seeing is much more the fruit of work of his staffers than it is the fruit of the work of Nunes himself. Another thing that's important to know about Nunes, and this is something that I picked up in a conversation yesterday with a former Justice Department official, is that he was sort of an unusual pick to be someone to head the Intelligence Committee. And when Boehner named him as House Intelligence Chairman back in 2014, it caused, you know, significant concerns in D.C.'s national security law circles. The reason for that is because Nunes was not viewed as a heavyweight, as sort of a big thinker on intelligence matters. So folks assumed that he would be largely staff-driven. Additionally, another reason that folks were concerned years ago was because Nunes was viewed as somebody who sought the limelight, somebody who really liked having a very visible media presence. And that's the opposite of what you want out of someone doing intelligence oversight, because when you're doing oversight of the intelligence community, it involves lots of classified matters that you can't talk about with reporters. But Nunes seemed to be someone who enjoyed being in the press. So these concerns about Nunes are not new. You know, these are concerns that have existed for years now, and for some folks in the national security space, Nunes's response to the president's tweets about Trump Tower and then to the way that Nunes has handled this memo feels like the culmination of long-term concerns rather than like something that just came out of nowhere.
Meanwhile, Betsy, it can be easy to forget in this whole discussion about a memo and Congressman Nunes and Rod Rosenstein and everything else that the real story is Robert Mueller and the special counsel investigation into possible obstruction of justice or collusion with Russians. That investigation goes on unperturbed.
Right, exactly. You know, at least thus far, we haven't seen the president take action to fire Mueller or to keep his team from doing the work that they're doing. However, we also know that in the past few weeks, Mueller has, you know, taken steps that put him increasingly close to the president's inner circle. particularly, he's going to be interviewing Mark Corallo, a former spokesperson for the president's legal team. Corallo had a very acrimonious, backstabbing relationship with a HOPEX, Ivanka Trump, and Jared Kushner. It's extremely likely that Corallo is going to share information with Mueller that will be damaging to those three people. It's also likely that President Trump is aware of this, and that the fact that Corallo is speaking with Mueller is something that concerns him. Now, does that mean the president's going to take action to try to hobble the Mueller probe? We just don't know, but we do know that when investigators start getting close to Trump's family, he sometimes engages in behavior that is unpredictable. So this is a situation where we just have to wait and see.
Betsy Woodruff, political reporter for The Daily Beast. As always, Betsy, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.